Blog Talk Radio.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
We are victorious. We are victorious. We are
Put your hands together! One, two, three!
We are. You, I, me. We are victorious in Jesus in Christ. Come on, I need you to tell somebody, we're victorious in Christ. With him, we can do all things. Without him, we can do nothing. Amen, somebody. I just want to encourage you and tell you, clap your hands, praise the Lord, because you're still here in the land of the living. If there's no good thing that's withdrawn from you, why? Because you're walking upright. And you're seeking the space. You turn from your ways, and you have, he's going to heal the land. Amen. How many want God to heal the land? God want to heal your land. Come on, God wants to heal your land. Amen. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to another dynamic broadcast with Kingdom Builders Development Institute. You are here with Pastor Teresa Dutt, and guess what? We're ready to deliver the Word of God with you. Rhema, fresh bread. How many likes fresh bread? Amen. We're talking about some fresh bread today. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you for tuning in. www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Amen. 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 Glory, glory. I do it this way as well. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. And I was trying to explain to you the benefits of oxygen. Oxygen is vital for your immune system, your memory, thinking, and sense of sight. Amen. It promotes healing and counter-aging. We all want that, the counter-age.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Counter-aging. You didn't know that oxygen does that. I'm going to take a commercial break, and then I'll be right back.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Just wait. Wait.
it together, and they ain't breaking my word. I just wish that I could fly like a bird, get away from this earth. Had to pray and pray, I felt I was cursed. Always tell myself it could've been worse. Never going back, I broke the reverse. It come from my soul, no need to rehearse. A lot of time I was in need of work. Talk to God like I needed to work.
The champions out there feel so good. Hey, I said it feels so good.
We win, hallelujah.
We win. God.
Amen. I just want to get started and go back over what we were going
over.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. I just did a sound. All right.
I believe we're doing all right.
Amen. I'm just going to continue to tell you the benefits of getting oxygen in your system. We normally have 20% oxygen on a daily basis. But 97% oxygen can be obtained if you only put 1 foot in front of the other, 1 foot in front of the other, and soon you will be out the door. You can come to LIC Oxygen Bar and Lounge, located 823 South Main Street. And we are here live with our Sunday encouragement, Sunday empowerment service. Amen. So I just want to also let you know that when you come, we can get you some oxygen. You can not only get the word of God and be encouraged spiritually, we can get you some physical food. This will be oxygen and the benefit of having a health care. Amen. We have a health bar. Glory to God. Amen. So we know that oxygen provides a natural remedy for headaches, migraines, and hangovers. All right, now I'm hearing you. Hangovers. Oxygen can help you with that. It speeds up the body recovery after physical exertion, calm your mind and stabilize your nervous system, strengthens your heart and reduce the risk of heart attacks. You can't get any better than that. Promote healing and counter aging. Relief temporary attitude discomfort, altitude. It can help your attitude too, because once you feel better, you do better.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, I just want to say, I'm going to just give you the word of God briefly, and then we're going to let you go about your day. But I want to tell you, there's nothing like being kept by the Lord. We are kept by the power of God. Amen. You feel like you're kept by the power of God, you can go to 1 Peter 1 and 5, and you'll see the scripture that tell us we are kept by the power of God. You know, make this truth, this wondrous truth, into your mind. He keeps us from stumbling. Oh, yes. And we lean and depend on him and trust in him. He'll keep us in all our ways. That's what the Bible says. If you're a true believer, you believe the whole Bible, not just part of it, understand that God will keep you by the power of his word. Amen. He's a keeper. His word is a keeper. And truly, there's no good thing that he will withhold from you when you walk upright. His hand is not shortened, not too short. Amen. He's able to deliver. The word of God is always yes and amen. Somebody say yes and amen. The word of God is always yes and amen. There's nothing too hard for God. There's no good thing that he will withhold from us if we walk upright. Amen. So I want to say to you today, know that God is just a prayer and an answer away. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We put negative thoughts away by, and we renew our mind. God said, renew your mind. And how do you renew your mind? You cast down every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So if the enemy tells you something, you say, well, God says. If the enemy tells you not, you tell them, God says, I'm more than a conqueror. If the enemy tells you can't, you tell them, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If the enemy tells you you won't, you tell him, I will, I shall overcome by the word of God. Amen. You got something for that devil. Amen. He's coming, but you got something for him when you fortify in the word of God. Come on, I'm trying to tell you that we can put away those negative thoughts, and we can line up your mind. We can line up our mind to the word of God. We have to know his promises. It was in James 4 and 2. He said, he tell us that we have not become what we should become because what? We ask not. Are you asking God to do anything for you? Are you even talking to God? Have you befriended him, or are you depending on your own power, your own might? Are you the God of yourself? All right, I'm going to say that again. Are you the God of you? Because sometimes we can be the God of ourselves, but allow God to be the big G. Amen. You can still hold that little G, but allow him to be the big G. Amen. We know his promises are as much for you today as they were in the olden days. Nothing has changed. God changes, and the Bible says, and he doesn't lie. And guess what else? He watches over his word to perform it. He watches over his word to perform it. So everything God has said in the word of God, he watched over it to perform it. Amen. Line up your mind with the word of God. Know his promises. Study your word. Be strengthened. Be equipped to get qualified so that when the enemy tells you something and it's not true, and you know what's not true. You know when the enemy is speaking. You know when it's not God. You're not fooled by Satan's devices. Guess what? The Lord is trying to shift his people into purpose. The Lord is trying to shift his people into peace. Amen. That we will be peacemakers. Peacemakers. When you come, peace comes. When you get in a situation, peace is the outcome. So God is trying to tell us that he want us to be peacemakers. The peacemakers are called the children of God. What are you called? Are you the child of the king? And when people think of you, do they think of other thoughts? When you say something, do they believe you? You know, and so we have to work on these things so we can understand that God is trying to move us to a place where he can use us. Amen. We haven't missed anything. Everything is in the right now. You're in the now. So capitalize in the now. Capitalize in your now. All right, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. I told you I wouldn't be long before you today, but I did want to bring a few scriptures to you. And I want to bring Matthew 5. And I was going to ask Elder if he would be so kind to read for us Matthew 8:1-12. Amen. Matthew 8:1-12. Glory to God. While he is preparing that, I want to encourage you to get your Bibles out. You know you haven't opened it all week. Or should I say all month? Amen. Out. Listen, open up your Bible. Because the Bible is the basic instruction before leaving earth. So if you don't have your instructions, you don't have your weapons, how are you going to win the battle? Amen. How are we going to win if we don't have our weaponry? So it's incumbent upon each and every one of us that we understand the importance of winning the battle. We're kept by the power of God. Amen. Elder, if you would be so kind to read for us.
Amen, amen. Coming to you from the NIV version, Matthew 8:1-12, and it states, when Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him. Amen. Amen. Knelt before him, and he said, you are willing, excuse me. Oh, it's back up. I'm on the wrong chapter. Amen. Let's go back again. Matthew 5:1-12. Amen. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciple came to him. Amen. And began. To ask him. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be great is your reward in heaven for the same way they persecute the prophet who were before you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Elder, for the reading of the word. We know the word of God is blessed, and we just delighted and excited about God's word. Amen. We're talking about the principles and the rules of the kingdom. Amen. So I want you to write that down. The principles and the rule of the kingdom. Amen. These are the rules of the kingdom. Amen. This was the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. We're talking about an attitude of gratitude. You know, when you look at yourself, look at your attitude. See how you live it. How are you living? Amen. Blessed. That means happy. Happy. Amen. are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. We're talking about to be envied. Be happy. You're going to get the haters, because the Bible says that they're coming, and spiritual prosperity with life, joy, and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation. The Bible says to be happy, because blessed are the poor in spirit. Spirit are the humble who rate themselves insignificant. Do you sometimes think you're insignificant? Do you sometimes think you don't count? Guess what? That means that you are the poor in spirit. But the Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom of heaven. All right. So you know exactly where you fit in. If you sometimes feel insignificant, then the Bible go on to say, blessed are the, okay, that's the same scripture. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the fortunate. Oh my, I'm reading a different version. But the one that I want to mark, and the one that the Lord gave me, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who mourn, they will be comforted. Amen. So blessed are those who mourn, they will be comforted. What does that mean? Blessed are those that are going through some conditions. God has a matchless grace, and he said that he will comfort you. Amen. I may as well go over until I get to my scripture that I want to put emphasis on. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the, if you hunger and thirst, if you're hungry for the word and you're thirsty for the word of God, you know, if you got an appetite for Jesus, the Bible says that you shall inherit the earth. Amen. Amen. If you're hungry and you're thirsty, you're going to be filled. Blessed are the merciful. If you're showing mercies to people, if you're showing mercy, or you show no mercy, guess what? You get no mercy. But the Bible says if you're merciful, then you will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. If your heart is pure and innocent, no hidden motive behind it, the Bible says that you will see God. And this is the point I'm trying to make right here. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Are you a peacemaker? You know, are you a peacemaker when you come into a situation when there's no peace? Do you get involved and make peace, or do you get involved and put a fire on the wood? You light the fire to the wood. Do you make it worse or do you make it better? Amen. Come on, I want you to examine what you're doing and how you're living. You know, the Bible says, be glad and supremely joy, for your reward in heaven is great. Your reward is strong. Your reward is intense, for in this same way, people persecuted God's prophets who were before you. So if you think you're going through something, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. I'll say it again. There's nothing new under the sun. So everything that you're going through, there's nothing new to man that another person has not been through. Amen, amen. So I want to just encourage you today so that you would know that God is keeping you. God's power is all over you. And there's a way that we should live. And the way that we should live is under God's biblical principles. And the principles are the Bible. See, God tells us to sing for joy to be in our heart. The Bible tells us that the blessings of the Lord make it rich. So many things the Bible tells us, and I want to encourage you to wrap around your heart the things that God has called you to do, the way that God has called you to live. So with that being said, know that this is a new beginning. This is the beginning of greatness. This is the beginning of your reward. You've been laid back and you have not been doing what God called you to do, but you're ready now. God said, I've been waiting on you and I'm going to make sure that you win. How about that? How about that? I want to thank everyone for joining us today, because I know that if you're encouraged in the Lord, that you will move at God's command. Begin to take time out to pray. Begin to take time out and spend close time with the Lord. You're wondering why you're disturbed. You're wondering why things don't come together. You're wondering why it appears like everyone's against you. It appears you can't do this and you can't do that. All the Lord is telling you is come to me. Come to me. Come to me. I need you to be a little bit closer. Amen. Well, we want to thank you once again for tuning in. I want to encourage you that if you are in the metropolitan Detroit area, you can meet us here on Sundays. We're gonna set the time for 9:30. And as of 9:30, you can meet us at 823 South Main Street. Ask a friend to come along with you. Bring a family member. Amen. And stay in faith and know that you're going to get what you come for. God wants to love on you. We want to embrace you. We want to encourage you and push you into purpose. We're talking about Live Oxygen Bar. It is a holistic health bar. Amen. Where you can come and you can get 97% oxygen. And you can sit back and relax, and you can enjoy some soft music. You can meditate, bring a friend, have a meeting, whatever you want to do that you need to collect yourself. We want to invite you to even get one of our health drinks. Everything is non-alcoholic. We got candy colada twirls. You can get you a candy colada twirl. You might as well bring a couple people with you and order them one too. Amen. Well, we love you with the love of Christ. We encourage you to stay on the wall. Don't come down. There's nothing too hard for God. And if you like what we're doing, you can sow into the ministry. You can go to www.giveify.com, and you can look for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters, Pastor Teresa Docks and Elder QT Docks. You can sow that way. You can sow through PayPal, or you can give us a call. Area code 313-583-9739. One of our ministerial team will be more than happy to serve you. And also on Wednesday and Friday, we have our strategic target prophetic prayer at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in and grow up as an intercessor. You can give us a call at area code 20-858-3100. And then the code is Prayer Works. Amen. We're there every Wednesday and every Friday. Amen. And on our Blog Talk Internet Radio, look forward to our new programs that's coming forth. Look forward to what God is doing. And I want to encourage you again, stay on the wall. Don't come down. And get your communion. Get your communion, because you know we have communion every Sunday. I don't want to leave that out. So I want to encourage you to get your communion. Hallelujah. We got bless God for his body and his blood. We bless God for just forgiving us of our sin and giving us another chance, another day. Be kind to one another. Forgive one another. Love on each other. Be filled with peace and purpose. Glory to God. So this is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is the blood that was shed that we might live. This is something God told us to do. So keep in mind, as much as you do it in remembrance of him, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's lift it up high. Hallelujah. Lift it up, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. Amen. Let us drink. Let us eat together the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And eat all of it. Let us drink together the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And drink all of it. Amen. Let us rejoice. I say rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Amen. Well, with that being said, I want you to go out and stay victorious, stay on the wall, encourage somebody, do the work of the kingdom. We are the kingdom. God bless you all. Have a terrific rest of your day. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
We are victorious. We are victorious. Nothing can conquer us. We are victorious.
Which are